evening, and welcome to our evening prayer service. My name is Reverend Richard Boley, and it's my blessing to be here to lead you in reflection and in prayer this night. If you haven't done this before, there are opportunities for you to participate as we pray together, as we hear the word together, as we come before God seeking the light together. Speaking of the light, if you have a moment, I invite you to grab a candle and take it to place near you that we might welcome the light of Christ together into this time. Once you've done that, let us light the candle together. As we light this candle, we are reminded of Christ, a light that no darkness can overcome. In this Easter season, we continue to seek the light of Christ within us. May it be our guide when we feel lost, our hope when we despair, and our strength when we feel too weak to shine on our own. We begin with a responsive reading from Psalm 31. Let us offer it together. In you, O Lord, I seek refuge. Do not let me ever be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me. Incline your ear to me. Rescue me speedily. Be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me. You are indeed my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Take me out of the net that is hidden for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. Let us reflect on the words of this psalm, a reminder of God's faithfulness to us, of God's constant presence with us. God knows our brokenness and our sin. Let us turn now to God as we offer our prayer of confession together. O Christ, we confess that sometimes the light that shines from the empty tomb is too bright. We turn from it, hide from it, run from it. We find shadows in the hopes that we might escape your sight, forgetting that you know us and our sins better than we know ourselves. Help us to step out into the light, to marvel at the miracle of the tomb, and to follow in your way. Amen. Hear now the assurance of God's love. We have seen the lengths to which God will go for love of us, to the edge of this life and beyond. In our brokenness, God loves us to wholeness. In our sin, God finds us, forgives us, and holds us close. Thanks be to God for such a boundless love as this. We turn now to the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 1, beginning at the 10th verse. Now I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you be in agreement, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same purpose. For it has been reported to me by Chloe's people that there are quarrels among you, my brothers and sisters. What I mean is that each of you says, I belong to Paul, or I belong to Apollos, or I belong to Cephas, or I belong to Christ. Has Christ been divided? Was Paul crucified for you, or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, so that no one can say that you were baptized in my name. I did baptize also the household of Stephanas. Beyond that, I do not know whether I baptized anyone else. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to proclaim the gospel, and not with eloquent wisdom, so that the cross of Christ might not be emptied of its power. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. In times like these, even in the times before the times like these, it's easy for us to be a divided people. But we belong to Christ. If nothing else, may that bond us to one another, that we are Christ's own, that we are bound together by the Spirit, that we are embraced as one in God. Let us reflect on the words of Paul to those divisions in Corinth as we seek to mend the divisions in our own lives. Let us sit in silent reflection on those words. We enter into this time, O God, to bring before you those prayers of concern that weigh most heavily on our hearts, but also to stand before you in deep gratitude for the many gifts that we have found in this life. Hear our prayers of concern and hear our prayers of thanks this day. Though this pandemic has kept us physically separated, we are thankful for the ways that we have been able to be there for one another, to support and care for each other. But there are many for whom this time of disconnection has not only physically isolated them, it has socially isolated them as well. And so we pray for all those who feel alone this day. Help us to reach out to them, to bring your love, to bring your grace. We also pray for all those who have lost loved ones in the midst of this time of pandemic. For some, it's meant a pause for the time of grieving, putting their mourning on hold. Embrace them in this time, O God, because as much as we'd like to, we can't stop missing those that we lose. And while we may have to put off times of memorial, we cannot put off the brokenness that we feel. Still, there are those who are using this time to share stories of their lost loved ones. In doing so, the grieving process is not paused, but it is allowed to continue, and in the sharing of a person's memory, part of them stays alive in us. Especially this day, we pray for the family of Roland Krauss, who passed away this week. Help us to be a support to his partner Anne and his children in this time as they remember, as they say goodbye. We offer now in the silence of this moment our prayers for the many people and situations who weigh heavily on our hearts, whether these situations are world-changing or these people are just special to us. Hear our prayers for them, O God. Though there is much in this world that causes us to worry, there is also much that gives us reason to dance, to shout our praise and our thanks for the blessings that we have found in you, O God. We give thanks for the beauty of this day, for the light and the warmth that comes from the sun, the very air that we breathe. We give thanks, O God. We also give thanks for the snow that fell yesterday. It is a reminder that as the seasons turn, we will have days that are both good and bad. And we give thanks that there are less stormy days than there are sun-filled days. Today especially, we give thanks for the mothers in our lives. Some we know by blood, and others we know by deed. We give thanks for all of them, for the ways that they have changed, that they have shaped who we are. We ask that you be with all mothers this day, whether they are mothers, grandmothers, expecting mothers, longing to be mothers, grieving mothers. Be with them all, O God. Never let us forget the blessing of a loving mother in our lives. Because there is so much in this world for which we are thankful, there is never enough time to give thanks for it all by name, and so we come to you in the silence of this moment, offering our thanks for all the blessings that we find in each moment of each day. Hear them now, we pray. These are the prayers of your people, O God, prayers of concern and thanks, prayers spoken and unspoken. All are brought together in the prayer that Christ taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. This light, O God, just like this day, wanes and dies. Remind us that our life in you and Christ's light that lives in us can never go out. May we live fully the gift of each moment, guided by your will, O God. May the light that shines from the tomb shine on the way before us. Amen. Now go into this night, go into this week, with the love of God in your hearts, with the peace of Christ in your hands, with the power of the Holy Spirit at your backs, to share the good news that God has placed in your lives. Amen.